While millions of Americans mark the anniversary of September 11th with candlelight vigils and peace rallies, more than 40 Chilean exiles gathered at La Peña Cultural Center in Berkeley to commemorate the 29th anniversary of the CIA-sponsored coup of democratically elected socialist president Salvador Allende. They gathered in a circle to share stories of those killed under Pinochet's regime and celebrated with art, wine, and music. Chilean exile Héctor Salgado says why he attended.
We have so many stories that we want to share today with the Chilean friends and people from the United States who wants to hear the story of our September 11. It was a long time ago, but it's amazing that we still remember that like if it were last year or this year, because it did affect us the same way this September 11 in the United States is affecting the U.S.
Since 1974, East Bay Chilean exiles have been commemorating their September 11th at La Peña. September 11th, 1973 is not only the day that Salvador Allende died in Augusto Pinochet's violent coup, but signifies the day democracy died in Chile. La Peña was founded partly by Chilean exiles, who fled to the United States in the beginning of Pinochet's oppressive regime. Marcia Campos describes the conditions from which she fled.
It was the end of democracy, and it was the end of a dream. It was the end of the life in this earth of our president, Salvador Allende, the first socialist elected by popular vote. So immediately after, it was like apocalyptic. Persons that were beautiful and dear to everybody that were killed, like Victor Jara. You have strong institutions, you have due process, you can claim justice, you can talk freely, you have free press. When all that is suppressed all at once, what is left is like barbarism. Anything can happen. You never know what is going to happen.
Americans haven't seen the loss of human rights that Chileans saw after September 11th, 1973. In the weeks following the Chilean coup, upwards of 5,000 people were murdered, and stadiums were turned into concentration camps. But Chilean artist in exile Enrique Quique Cruz says that the events of 9/11 in both countries require a long period of recovery.
Chilean society hasn't recovered really from the times of the 1973. There have been a number of ways of dealing in terms of the large societies. For example, what happened with the people who disappeared? Where are those people who were missing in this tremendous social debacle? It seems to me that it's still hard for Chileans to remember the past, deal with the past, and deal with issues of violence. The impact of 9/11 in the United States is something that we just began to deal with.
Will Americans still commemorate the day of September 11th 30 years from now, just as Chileans do? Marcia Campos hopes that Americans commemorate September 11th by considering how the whole world experiences terrorism.
September 11, 1973 did not happen only to Chileans. It happened to all humanity.
For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Pauline Bartolone.